Yo, hey, real talk. I'm gonna tell you something real. This is crazy. I told Sarah Friday. I texted her. I said I have to text Sarah early because if I don't, she'll find some way to eat something. Be like, oh, would you have tacos or something like that, right? So I text her. I'm gonna make grilled chicken sandwiches tonight. You know, buffalo grilled chicken sandwiches tonight. She said, okay, comma, I love you. And Sarah said it in such a way I thought I messed up. I said, what's going on? You about to die? So
you're not intimate like that? Y'all don't do the I love yous?
Not just out the blue like that, no. Who said it? It just, you know, she threw me off. I said, I thought maybe she was going
you
through
felt
some
like
thing.
You did something wrong? Or
yeah. I said, what's going on? I said, what's up? You want to talk?
Y'all are weird about affection.
No, we not. Sarah, I was on Sarah today. I jumped on her.
You said I love you?
No, I said no, I love you. Give her hugs and kisses.
How important I love you is in relationships?
I don't know. I don't think I need them. So
John's a bad ass. He's a hard ass.
No, I'm not. I don't think I need to hear it. I need to see it.
You need to feel it.
I don't care if you said, but if I was like, oh, shoot, she did something special for me or she looked out for me, you know, took care of something. Oh, okay, she loved me.
I was just asking.
You writing a book or something, mother?
I mean, no, just, you know, you want to see how people are interacting with, you know, I love yous and stuff. You know, I think they're, some guys are different. Some guys, you know, I'm a I love you guy, so. In a relationship, mm-hmm. You know,
you and I love you guy, period.
Yeah, yeah. I am. So
you
like
tell
I,
your mom yeah. when you get ready to go to work.
I told my brother, I told my little brother I loved him. He said, thanks.
There you go.
I said, all right, bro. I wasted that. I don't throw too many of those out there. Don't throw too many of those. And that's what we doing.
I told my sister today, I was like, happy birthday. You got the same birthday as Mickey Mouse.
There we go.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse turned 90.
Fun fact. Our birthday is when?
Today.
Oh,
dang, so many birthdays in November.
And then I was like, how old are you? Because I got tired trying to do the math.
Dang.
And she was like, F you. And then she was like, I'm 48. I said, but wait a minute, ain't you and Jackie 2 years apart and Jackie's 51? She was like, oh, shit, I'm 51. I'm 49.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, you get older.
Don't even start cutting. Yeah, don't keep up and care with the number.
I keep forgetting to say 36. I'll say 35 or 34. Sometimes.
So
I'm
too 36. Late now.
Yeah, it's almost 37. 37 is a trash ass number. I thought about this the other day. I said, I'm getting married at 37. I don't even like that number. It just doesn't sound good.
We can wait till you 40.
Oh, okay.
40.
Sure.
Dang.
Sarah, don't say shit you don't mean. You think you know how long them years gonna be, the next 3 years would be?
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting to get married. Oh, you didn't want to get married at 37.
We'd have plenty of money though. Saved up.
Yeah, what?
All right, let's get into this. Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fonte.
Yes, sir.
Thanksgiving edition. We weren't even going to do this. But Manny Fonte an assist after seeing Jill Scott give out that amazing
don't do that.
Sloppy toppy.
Don't do that.
To that ghost.
No.
Airheads.
We have to address. We have to address the perverteness of men.
What's your favorite airhead?
The part of guitar, probably. I mean, airhead is people doing air, like sucking air dick.
No, the candy.
Oh, man, you off subject. The mystery.
Yes. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, the mystery. Brunswick Zone. They have it's white and you don't know. Man, it's so good.
Delicious.
I think it's watermelon or something like that. So the video dropped and I just said to myself, so what? I didn't care.
No.
I didn't.
I think I'm getting too old now.
I think that, but I also said to myself, why? I don't know what it is about people that we.
Jill Scott been doing some suspect shit lately. You know, she dropped as of years, she had that drunken Instagram stuff.
Yo, she had some nudes.
Yeah, leak. Yeah, vagina, titties out, and they were bad nudes. Nobody really said that. Those were bad nudes. No, like, yo, they weren't good. They weren't good news.
She's standing in the mirror. Doesn't,
yeah,
doesn't.
They weren't. Like, and people don't know this good nude etiquette. Like, yo, like, just because you got your titties out doesn't mean that's a good picture. I think women be thinking, like, they just be.
Hey, titties are here.
Titties are here, so that's a good picture. And the airhead wasn't good either. Like,
she licked the balls. Everybody liked it. I mean, she licked
her
head.
No, you know what was more.
She did porn star head. She did trash ass spit.
I
said, what is that? You
know what
kiss?
I was more surprised by? I said. Oh, Jill Scott letting niggas bust on her face. That's what I was like. I said, she let people bust on her face. I thought, that, you know, listen, I know I'm good. I said, busting on somebody's face is so degrading. Like, I'm old as shit, man. Like, yeah, I'm looking at things like, why would I want to bust on your face?
Have you
know what I thought about? I said, why would I want to bust on your face? It's just, it takes too much time.
That's what I was going to bring up. You ever see it in the movie, at the movies, and he's like, all right, get on your knee. Get on. And, and I said, man, you got to do all that extraness, man.
No, I'm talking about the cleanup afterwards. You got to look for a towel. You can't just go on to the next stage. You come on her titties, ass, anywhere else. You can still go. You can keep on doing whatever the fuck you feel like. But on her face, you got to come up with something to wipe that off with. You know, it's annoying. And it doesn't, it's just snot on your face. It's just mucus on your face.
Snot on your face.
That's what it is, though.
Yo, there's a lot of protein in that stuff.
So you're not going to any Jill Scott concerts anytime soon?
First of all, Jill Scott never talked about, like, giving head in most of her songs. She has erotic songs, but it's not like she was talking about sucking dick. She didn't do no Janet Jackson shit, you know? Like, Janet Jackson has
yes, want to mouth this. She like, you know, like, songs.
So it's just, I don't see any purpose of, like, giving Jill Scott fame off of this. And plus, she's been acting weird about it anyway. Like, oh, wait, I meant to do this. This meant this.
Show the whole story, and she was upset that I said, but this was some great pull for you. But, I mean, I get it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure niggas probably sending dick pics in her DMs and shit.
Oh, her DMs got to be out of control.
Yeah, they're outrageous.
Dudes always play that in. They always, as soon as they, oh, no.
And this is not a good subject for women, because now men are saying, women, I need that Jill Scott head, and we don't even know if that head is good, truthfully. We don't.
There can't be no dude out there saying, I need that Jill Scott head.
Oh, you're talking about Netflix and Jill now. There's shirts that said Netflix and Jill.
Yeah, your boy Trey Songz just dropped a Jill Scott song.
For real?
Yes.
Shut up.
Yo,
play it.
Yo.
What?
So nobody saw this song, huh?
No, I definitely didn't. All right.
I'm the only one that's seen the Trey Songz Jill Scott song.
Yeah. Sarah don't know what's going on. She with a complete gentleman. John is a scholar and a gentleman, you know.
What you talking about?
So he didn't bring up nothing about the Jill Scott. So he's like, guys, don't do that. Guys, don't bring up Jill Scott to get head. No, guys, this is the focal point. They start the whole conversation off. So you see Jill Scott yesterday? The other day?
You see it?
That's how they start. What was the woman's take on the Jill Scott? Let's see that.
I didn't. You about to say you had to talk to Sarah, because I didn't. Oh, you and Nakasha, your coworker, talked about it, right?
Yeah, but Nakasha's very, she's conservative. But I heard people say, like, well, I don't understand what y'all thought when she told you I'd take a long walk to the park after dark. What y'all think she was asking to do? Pray?
Handy J's all around. All
right. Handy J's.
The song is called Jill. Oh, Trey Songz.
How do you make this song so quick?
Oh my gosh.
Give me that gym.
You love me, you love me. Come show me, you know me. The new me, the old me. My new thing is my old thing. My old flame, so propane. That dope thing, that cocaine. You so a hundred that don't change. I'm so a hundred that won't change. I'm so sprung, I'm T-Pain. She don't wanna believe things. I don't wanna deceive things. We pick up really things. We need love to relieve pain.
Stop this, man. Stop this.
You didn't like that?
Remember, we thought Trey Songz was gonna be like the next R. Kelly.
Song was hidden.
He would just change the words to a Jill Scott song.
Yeah.
I thought about that when I listened to that. Because he has another song with Tory Lanez. And I said, is this one of the quickest, just 180s on a person's career? I'm not going to say he fell off. He hasn't fallen off. But I was just, the way that, you know, it feels as if Bottoms Up just came out. And what? He was riding a high. Bottoms Up and Say I. And he was riding a hell of a high. Why did he cross all the way over?
Wonder Woman was dope too.
Wonder Woman was like 12 years ago.
That was dope. I mean, he started off strong though. Like all his first songs were like super hard. And like everybody was just like, oh, he's next R. Kelly.
Away. Yeah, and can't help last time. Yeah. And Jupiter
you
Love.
You know what Trey Songz's problem is? His persona outside of his music.
They, what, like he's a whore?
Yeah. Like, everyone knows who he dates. And I remember, like, he was dating one of Chris Brown's backup singers, backup dancers for, like, 3 years. And this girl went on YouTube and was like, man, this dude's such a hoe. He cheats on my girl and he be fucking other chicks and he done gave my girl STDs and everything.
Dang.
Oh, that's a true gentleman. Right, I thought he was going to do R. Kelly's track. He followed Usher's track.
You know what? I think about that sometimes with women. Man, women be taking the L so bad, yo. Some nigga come back and give you a fucking disease, my nigga. And you still be fucking with him. Like, it's just...
But I then you, you... But, got it now. But how did the dude...
With Project Pesser? He said, beat her with my pistol when I thought she burned me.
But the thing is, the whole point is, like, how do dudes not get mad when they get an STD? Like, they don't care about passing it on. Like, they don't even try to clear it up.
I guess they feel like that's part of the game.
Man, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. You roll sometimes, you roll the dice and you win. Sometimes you crap out.
That sounds like an Eddie Murphy joke.
What? I think that's how God look like. Ah, she
I
got
just
me.
Think, I just think it's weird that women have these encounters with men all the time. Like, yo, he burned me.
Burn me.
Like, and they just hoping that it's not genital warts.
But he brought me some groceries, yeah, so we good.
So we good. We got over it. We talked about it. Mm-hmm. I told him, no more syphilis. I don't want to take these pills all the time. Like, that's crazy.
I bet you there's been an argument where a guy said, well, at least it's something you can clear up. You got gonorrhea, you can get rid of that.
Yeah, yeah. Except I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Or which one is it? Gonorrhea or chlamydia is becoming super.
And then he probably said something like, you know, I'll never bring you back something that you would have forever.
Yeah.
Like as in he chose.
I wonder,
like,
how many guys have actually did the whole, what? For real? I'm just
all,
as mad
they
as
all
you.
All do it.
I didn't
but
know.
What's crazy is they don't understand that the guy is sleeping with, like, multiple women, so he don't even know who he got it from. Like,
yeah, he saw that on Insecure.
Oh, yeah.
He caught up a chick he didn't even sleep with.
Yeah.
She was like, what? We didn't even sleep together.
That's right.
Damn, nigga, you don't even know who burnt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There won't be a second date after that.
We done with Jill Scott? Y'all good?
I was good before y'all even started.
I mean, it wasn't no big
about Jill Scott.
Yo, hey, whoa, you stop it now.
I mean, it wasn't no big conversation.
Ain't this the same woman that said when she see biracial kids she cringes?
Yep. Remember that? Jill Scott said that. I forgot about that.
She's
the internet. Nothing lasts forever, and everything lasts forever. That's how it works.
Yeah, I can't wait till we get past this because it's not that important.
It ain't that important.
It's not important at all.
Yeah. That day. Like,
but they act like it was such a hot, like, man became like, I thought we were like not that perverted that much, but no more. But then I realized, oh man, that little airhead was the shit for them. Like busting, like Jill Scott taking nuts to the face and then licking it off her hand is like, so, oh my God.
Yo, you know what I think? I think she was giving whack ghost head. Man, her jaws wasn't even clenched right. Like, come on, man.
That's the truth though. Like, that was bad. That was like, that head,
y'all happy,
like,
off that head?
That's what
I'm
saying.
Gonna give John like head like that tonight. See how much he respects me.
Come back after hours.
I'm just gonna be like,
after the whole way out,
and then I'm gonna
juggle the balls, Listen. I said, what was so good about that where you would just go crazy? Like,
can you imagine a girl being with a dude and be like, I'm going to give you that Jill Scott head? That dude should be like, nah, yes, bitch, get the fuck out of here.
But some guys are actually asking for it and requested, please. I said, so
the
I
next
feel like
words
guys
out of his mouth should be like, you don't love me then.
I feel like guys are getting bad head. That's a whole after hours in itself. Niggas really getting bad hair and they think they're getting good hair, and that is
not an after. That's a lot.
To me, it is.
to for who? Me?
Hey,
and you
know when your guys come over here in 3 weeks, y'all should do an after hours. Men only. Yes. After hours, yeah. Men only.
He had brought that up.
Yeah. So.
And I can't wait to listen. Upload it the next day.
I'm not participating.
Please upload it the next day so I can listen to it on the plane.
But I'm not participating in that.
What are you talking about?
Are you crazy? Did you listed Joe Budden? We'd be like, I got to call CM. I'm not having that conversation, so you ruined it for yourself. You shouldn't have said nothing. I'm not going to be on there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Just be the host, Jen. Right?
Yeah, I host, but I'm not talking. Screw that shit. Yeah, that's just future arguments. That's why she do. That's why she did it. Because if she was real, she'd say, "We'll do it all together, John. You can talk about your pet." Nope, she said.
No, I was. I didn't even think about it. Pet.
I said she.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll do it all together.
Yeah, you don't want to, right? Because yeah,
you don't want to either, John. Yeah, shit, you were hitting about her past.
I don't care about her past. She knows that already. Give a damn. All right, Kanye West. No Yandy this week, but we get Meek Mill. Upgrade or stay the same.
What does Kanye West got to do with that though?
No, we're on to the next.
So Kanye West was just one little second. And
Kanye West is now coming Black Friday, but the week after Black Friday, we're getting the Meek Mill's album, November
30th. What is the album are we getting? I heard
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I don't really care about that. But
anybody,
anybody
watch the interview?
I watched. I got through like the first 50 minutes of it.
It's an hour and 11, so I don't know why you just didn't knock that out.
Because I thought we was going to watch Spider-Man. I went upstairs to see what you was doing.
Oh, so he fired everybody. Because they've caught the guys who was part of that kidnapping. I really thought he made that story up, but apparently they have arrested the people who were associated with it, and they were actually some former acquaintances of his. So he just said, "I fired everybody because I don't know who I can trust."
Tekashi is a fool though. Like I just
he invites a lot of all the karma to himself, yeah. And when they try to tell him that, he still is on some. No, I got to be a troll. You don't have to be a troll.
And it's dangerous to be a troll. You know? Well,
now it's coming out that somebody else that used to work with him, like a manager or something, has went on social media as of yesterday saying that he beats his baby's mom, that he gave his baby's mom a busted lip, and that supposedly he also raped her when they were in Dubai. And his baby's mom has now deleted her entire like social media saying it's because of him because he doesn't want to be outed. And now it's because... I don't know if it's because this dude got fired or the baby mom is mad because he is, how's the story? He's dating one of the bartenders that's suing Cardi B.
Well, I know he invited them to the video show.
No, he's actually dating one now.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that's Nikki.
I don't know how y'all keep up with this shit. That sounds crazy.
It's getting too far.
This is why sometimes I need to sit down and just scroll through my shit because if I just try to do it while I'm working a 10-hour day, I can't keep everything together.
What was that? You was like, what are y'all talking about? We're in the group chat.
Oh, Kim Porter.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the news.
Speaking of, we should have started with Kim.
Well, yeah, we should have.
I was talking about this on Equal Opposites, and I told Sarah this, and I might have put it in the group chat too, that out of the women that Puff had dated, she was my favorite.
Yeah, you told me, yeah.
And I liked her aura, the way she moved. Even when I saw them together, and Jennifer was cool, don't get me wrong, and I don't have nothing against Cassie or anything like that, and either Misa either, but I didn't know about that till later on in life. That's the blonde hair girl in the Big Papa video. He's putting water on her toes.
Oh.
That she's the mother of Justin. So, and then now this week.
How many kids did he get?
Four or five. I mean, well, you don't count Quincy. He has three daughters and two sons, so he has five. And okay. Then if you count Quincy, six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which he counts Quincy, so six. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So this whole week, everybody has said, oh my gosh, she was the nicest person. When she entered the room, she made it blow up. And I was like, I just got that vibe from the screen. And I didn't even know that this is how she was. But everybody's just like, you.
I didn't know Dallas Austin was like friends with her. And
I didn't know that
she was friends with a lot of people in the industry.
They grew up as kids. He said Drumline was about her.
Yeah. 47 years old, model, actress, mother.
That was about their relationship.
Yeah. And then, she had been sick in pneumonia. Yeah, and she called the doctor and tried to tell the doctor about, you know, how she's been feeling, and they just found her dead. It's sad, too, because a week before that, she was with her kids because Quincy got the new movie.
Because the kids, like, man, you think about the kids.
The two girls, they're 11, they're twins.
I'm talking about the boys, too, though. Like, I just be like, man, losing your mother.
Yeah, at a young age, because I talked about that, too. I said, yo, I felt for... the daughters first, right? That hit me. I was like, oh, they're 11 years old. But then I said, well, shit, the oldest son, Quincy's only 20-something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to lose my mom at 20.
Nah.
So, shoot, everybody, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Jodeci song was written by Albie Shore.
I didn't either.
No, me neither.
Then my mind said, wait a second. Albie Shore was dating Kim, wrote a song for Jodeci, who Puff did their remixes for. Is this how Puff and Kim met each other? Like
she was a
she was at Uptown too, right?
She was a receptionist there when he was doing A&R for them. So that's how they met. And she already had Quincy when they met.
But then everybody, so here's the thing too, and I don't know enough about this, but it's weird when we do half the story or we conveniently forget. So everybody was like, yo, he wrote this dope song for her and all this. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, that's dope, but didn't Albie Sure do some asshole-ish shit for the fact that Quincy said, you know, at one point Quincy looked at Puff as his dad, like, no, that's my dad.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Were you not in his life? So who cares how great, oh man, he wrote this song for her. But he didn't follow up. He wasn't apparently a good person.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know this, but I thought that's the reason why Quincy looked up to Puff and like, yo, that's my dad. He calls him dad. So I was like, but maybe I'll be sure wasn't in his life. I don't know. What else? Oh, yeah, back to Kanye. We didn't talk about how those fires affected people that Kanye and Kim had to evacuate their house, but they were one of the fortunate ones that their house didn't burn down. But
Kanye, no, we talk about all these rich people that got like super insurance that are about this, and like I'm like I've heard nothing about the true people. All we hear about is celebrities being moved around.
They
have,
oh my god, lost their house.
We gotta pray for these celebrities.
Then y'all don't read. There's people in tents.
He said people aren't focusing on that.
The news is always
talking about, oh my god, Matt, it came to Malibu and all these rich celebrities. You switched it to reading. I'm saying
why are we not talking about the mass people that don't have, they can't afford this.
They can't rebuild.
Yeah, and like, why are we not focusing on them? Because that's, to me, I feel like.
But I feel like if you live in California.
Hey, you're doing my Hawaii thing. Remember last week I said, if you live in Hawaii, you got to be rich. And then y'all looked at me like I was crazy.
She said, you live in California, what?
If you live in California.
You should expect these type of things.
No, not that you should expect it, but I figured that you just have money.
Oh, like, yeah.
So I heard about this garbage man, right? This like the neighborhood garbage man knew that there's like a 90-year-old woman that lived like all the way up in the mountains, and she couldn't evacuate because she didn't have any family. She lived on her own, and she didn't live in like a mansion, but she lived up in the mountains. Like, that's expensive already.
Yeah.
But I don't know if her house burned down or not, but when he evacuated, because they showed her back in her house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How do these forest fires get started, though?
We don't. So, one, because it was one in North California, one in South California. One in North, they said, might have been started by campfire gone wrong, and they don't know how the other one started. It's annoying because these fires sometimes are started by mishandling and not being aware of what you're doing, and you can burn down acres and people's lives, and you never get arrested for it. Because you're like, how do you know that I did it? You know, you didn't put your campfire out, or you threw a cigarette out, and then it just went haywire.
That's crazy. But like, listen, no more camping, nigga. Like, that should be against the law out there. Like, fuck that. Ain't no camping out here.
Yeah, but people could start it easily with something like a cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah, throwing out the window and just...
Yep, because...
Because how they start.
It's dry. Yeah,
because it's super dry and doesn't rain a lot out there.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get,
it
like...
It never rains in Southern California.
I mean, it does, but not the way... But not the way, like, it rains here. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, in Florida and stuff.
Yeah, man.
All right, y'all want to get into some white-on-white crime?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's...
Iggy Azalea versus Bad Bobby.
Who?
Catch Me Outside, Girl.
She's still around? What is she doing?
They were at a Cardi B Fashion Nova event, and... Bad Bobby threw a drink on Iggy Azalea.
Why haven't y'all got a Fashion Nova outfit yet?
Who?
You, both of y'all.
Okay.
You know they got Fashion Nova for men?
Nigga Nova?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Fashion Nova must got a lot of fucking investor? Mom money, dude, because they be having some straight up celeb sponsors.
Yeah, somebody, Fashion Nova is owned by Supreme.
But a lot of
or something.
Women buy it like crazy. Like, you seen a girl in a Fashion Nova outfit, you just didn't know.
No, I didn't. All right, let's get back to this. Yo.
Okay, sorry.
So apparently the beef started because Iggy wasn't selling out any shows or something like that.
Oh my God.
All right, listen. So then Iggy has said something about who the hell goes to a Bad Bobby concert. A Bad Bobby show, and Bad Bobby said, "You should come so you see what a sold out show looks like." It's a great clap back from 15-year-old.
And she's only 15, so
yes. That's what everybody said.
like, when did she do that shit? Like, how old was she? When,
I guess meet me 12. Out, catch me outside. 13. Catch me outside. How about that? So she threw the drink on her, and then Iggy was like, I'm a grown woman. What I look like fighting that little girl? But I said, okay. Okay. I'm wondering how, why y'all let that girl in there. And is a bad Bobby in the venue? Is she friends with Cardi B?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they probably, you know, Cardi look like oh, loves everybody. Oh, they're
both Atlantic.
Oh, she actually got a deal and shit.
Yes,
oh, yeah, I remember that. We talked about that once, I think.
Iggy got a new deal. I don't know who she with, but good luck with this. Good luck with all of that. Speaking of Iggy, Azalea Banks got banned from Twitter again. I don't know what for. I didn't care. I just heard she got
she threatened to kill somebody.
Okay. Yeah, it's, they'll, you know, they'll permit put you on a ban for a couple of months. Oh,
like Twitter jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But real serious. We talked about 6ix9ine. That's what's beats. We can say that for the West name. Did you guys see? Well, Sarah, I know you saw this, but Manny Fontaine, they did this article on Scorpion, the album from Drake. And Drake said he got some new music coming, top of the year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
So a report from Rolling Stone says Drake's Spotify numbers for Scorpion largely come from 6 of the record's 25 songs. Just, you know how Migos and Ray Schremer y'all do these long ass albums, and they do it so a song could catch. So it says reporting that despite the reporting that suggests that bloated albums fare well in the streaming era, a new piece on Rolling Stone today seems to say, among other conclusions, that people are listening to Scorpion in very curious ways. So here are the songs they're listening to: God's Plan, Nice for What, In My Feeling. Those are the top 3. Those are the lead singles, obviously. And then Nonstop, Don't Matter to Me, which is the Janet Jackson, I mean, sorry, Michael Jackson feature. Is that getting play?
No.
I mean, yeah, that's the next single he is pushing, but I guess, and man. Then I'm Upset. That's it. So he made a long ass album and only people are listening to 6 songs, which is basically like 18% of the album. Oh, sorry, the other 19 songs only account for 18% of the total album stream. That's it.
Wow.
And that makes sense because that album was so divided of, well, if you like singing Drake, listen to this. You like rap Drake, listen to that. You wasn't going to do anything else with that album.
God, I wish he would have just released 2 separate albums.
I'm starting to think, you know, we'll get into this later on this week when we get into, Takeoff. I'm starting to wish that the Migos just did an EP, just 6 songs each. Just my ears can't take it. It just can't.
Just, man.
Hey, I'm just letting y'all know. Think anything else? Yeah, well, we didn't talk about Kanye pushed that album back because he's like, I was performing at Fog Nog with Cudi and I got to do, and that, I don't know why he's like, I got to, you know, I got to go back to the lab. It made me think that were we going to get a graduation part 2? Because I remember, I forget who.
Listen. Okay.
So, I forgot who he went on tour with that inspired it, but he was on tour with somebody and he's like, yo, I got to make stadium music. I have to make music for an arena. And that's why the sound on Graduation sounds so much bigger. So when he said, yo, when I was on stage, I got inspired. I was like, are you going to make us concert music again instead of the music we've been getting from you? That's why I thought not that.
Okay, I get you.
The same vein. All right, let's see what's on. Oh, there's so much music come out. I wish you guys had the list, but you don't. So out of all these, how many of you guys have listened to Big Crit? 3-song EP.
Yeah, I listen to that.
I listen to it too. Creed 2 soundtrack.
Nah, Jonathan was.
I listened to it.
John said, ooh, amazing.
Soundtracks are back.
Ooh, yeah, just that way.
Anderson .Paak.
Yes, I listened to it. You know how I'm Anderson .Paak fan.
Cushion Orange Juice. Finally on streaming services. Finally on streaming services. Mariah Carey, Caution.
Absolutely not.
I want to give it a go, but I haven't got to it. Jacquez and Birdman, Lost at Sea 2.
Keep moving.
2 Chainz, Hot Wings Are Girls' Best Friends. It's only 2 songs. I listened to it. Yeah. I enjoyed it. And City Girls, Girl Code. Have not gotten to it yet.
No. It's an album or is it just?
It's an album.
Nah.
I know Cardi B is on that. I got LMA. Let's go into Gossip. And I'm like, man, short week. Diddy speaks out for the first time since Kim Porter's death. Yeah. He look put at it like picture. A Sarah, we need to take a picture like that.
He put something up?
So,
were they married?
No. Oh, they were together for 13 years. Wow, off and on, you know. Diddy has spoken on what is surely blah, 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 the mogul today, trying to put his... So he said, quote, for the last 3 days, I've been trying to wake up out of this nightmare, but I haven't. I don't know what I'm going to do without you, baby. I miss you so much. Today, I'm going to pay tribute to you. I'm going to try and find the words to explain our unexplainable relationship. We were more than best friends. We were more than soulmates. We were some other shit. And I miss you so much. Super black love.
How are you going to promote black love now?
I thought, okay, but all right.
Maybe that was a girl that he always wanted to be with. You never know.
He dated J-Lo during that time.
But we never know what's going on behind the scenes. Like, he could have been trying to get with her and Kim like, nah, man, you ain't changing.
I know who you are, Puff. Yeah,
he could have been in dire need. Like, please, please, baby, please.
He's been with Cassie for like 10 years.
I know, yes. Kanye donates $150,000 to family of security guards shot by police.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that whole story is wild. But yeah. Shout out to Kanye West. Gwyneth Paltrow called out Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin for TMI. Wait, you called them out because of too much information? Whatever. I don't give a fuck about you. This dude with the big ass neck looks like a...
Oh my gosh, they've been going in on him.
And he looked like one of the things from Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah, he does.
What did he put the steroids just here? A Florida inmate mugshot has been taken over our timelines. So this dude's 31 years old. Charles Dion McDowell.
The neck guy?
Yeah. Neck like Mike Tyson, man. Neck time.
They say he looked like Mucinex. That was hilarious.
Mucinex?
Yeah, you ain't see that one? They had so many neck jokes for him. Neck of the Woods. They did all this shit. It was ugly.
Bow Wow threatens to leak Erica Mena's sex tape.
Who wants to see that? Who wants to see that?
Yeah, because like honestly,
sex tape is really worth it these days.
But honestly, when your ex is threatening to leak a sex tape, that means you're watching Bow Wow and Erica Mena have sex. So Bow Wow has warned Love and Hip Hop star Erica Mena to stop playing with him on social media. The rapper turned actor claims he will leak his ex girlfriend's sex tape if she doesn't. Did he not watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood with Erica Mena, Tierra Marie, and Akbar?
I saw the next episode. He talking about, I go for the girls with no daddies because I'm going to be their daddies.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh. Right. That is crazy, yo. So I'm going to be your daddy.
He quote, somebody tell Erica Mena, don't make me leak the tape. Erica, you don't want to do it. Trust me, I got you on tape. You know I'm petty. I keep everything. Don't make me leak the tape.
Let's talk about that. Niggas keeping everything. Some things should be deleted.
I don't like that sex has become blackmail.
Yeah.
It's just this.
Too many cameras.
You take the game.
Too many videos.
You got to do it for the love of the game, but don't do it at all.
But I think even if you moved on, y'all got to start. You got to start deleting it.
What if you guys get back together?
Hopefully she has it or something. Like, there got to be one custodian, like parent of the tapes and shit. Like,
oh, Erica Mena responded with, "Can y'all forget I ever dealt with him, please?" That's not a good response.
I thought, isn't she got a boyfriend now? Or no?
Yeah, I wish you get the mic.
I thought she had a boyfriend. Now she got a boyfriend.
Yeah, they got arrested a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, together? Wow, that's love.
Because they were arguing, and somebody called the police and said that he had kicked in the door, so he got arrested. And then while the cops were there, they found Erica Mena's weed, and she got arrested. And this was in Georgia, so.
I think, isn't that when she was getting clowned because they said she had a roommate? Like they had a roommate?
Yeah, they had another person living in the house, and this is Georgia. So this is why do you have roommates in Georgia? That shit is cheap there. Bill Maher, no, I don't care about that. Tekashi 6ix9ine hits the VIP with strip club bartender Jay, Cardi B's nemesis, after his baby mama Sarah, I was laughing so hard.
We just talked about this, didn't we?
Allegedly gets lip busted. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going through the list, see if anything happened in the couple of minutes we talked.
Nah, we're done, man. All right, so we're going to wrap it up, y'all. Y'all have a good time.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you forget. That's coming up.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
What are you looking forward to? I want pecan pie. That's what I'm on.
Pecan?
Pecan pie. Pecan or pecan? What you like?
I say pecan.
Pecan. Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
All right, Sarah. Same questions.
First of all, it's pecan.
Okay.
And then caramel.
Okay.
And then Caribbean.
Oh, she went opposite of you. All right.
Yeah,
here's the tiebreaker. Tomato or tomato?
I ain't grabbed this shit up.
All right, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. We're probably going to be dropping reviews all through the week, so you'll hear from us. Then we'll be back next week with another about a week ago. This probably next week will probably be the slowest week ever because coming off of Thanksgiving. So, at One and Only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.